Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you here on this sunny day. What a beautiful forecast we have for the next week. We've got lots of good ideas for you. You know, Father's Day is just around the corner, so we've got some ideas for maybe some possible gifts. Later in the show, Angela Thurston's going to talk to us about empowering women to thrive. It's going to be a really interesting chat. I've seen a lot of her stuff, her TED Talk, and I think we're going to learn a bit about our own sexuality. How do you like that, Charlene? In the studio, we have Charlene Ionescu from Ascetic Concepts Design Services, going to talk about that summer patio, your inside of your home, how to get ready for the season. And also we have Jennifer Cairns, who's from eGurus Technology Tutors, talking about maybe some summer gadgets and also some Father's Day gift ideas, because she has them all. She's off and on with Alan Perry. But off the top, we're going to talk to Charlene about, you know, some ways to get your home ready for the season. I know we've just done some painting. Hudson got, and get your husband involved too, right? Women sometimes take over the decor ideas, and it's great to have two ideas. He came up with some paint colors and new curtains, and you know, it looks way different.
Yes. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
It is, you know, summer is a time for relaxation and fun.
Indeed. We're ready.
Yes. So it's nice to start and take care of some chores, but on the other hand, it's nice also to avoid the urge to fill every last second with projects.
And absolutely. Even gardening and stuff, like sit back and we're going to talk about al fresco dining. Enjoy it, right?
Yes. It's about setting a very casual tone, mm-hmm. and also avoid, it's very easy to fall into the trap of over-planning activities also.
Yes.
So it's about creating a very pleasant and relaxed atmosphere within our own home. You know, there's several ways to approach this. For example, you know, we may be a little bit more relaxed when guests comes over and leave some magazines and newspapers on the coffee table. And
heaven forbid, Kleenex in the garbage can.
Yeah, well, you know, some music in the background would set a stage for relaxation mm-hmm. in the summer days, and bringing natural fibers and textures such as seagrass, wicker, and rattan furniture.
A little beachy then.
Beachy, yeah. And lighter mm-hmm. Tones. And also, it's a good idea to bring in outdoor plants and flowers. And we can also set up sunny centerpieces on the dining table, on any table.
Flowers add a lot, don't they?
They add a lot. You know, they brighten up the space, and they create a colorful environment.
You know, and do you think, because of your background, where you're from, that you have a little more, you know, oomph for the day, a little live for today, because a little flair?
I don't know. I'm from Quebec City.
I know. So it's beautiful, Quebec City.
I don't know if we are summery people, but
not summery, but living for the day, seizing the moment, maybe.
Well, I work hard at that.
Yes. I think that's an art form.
And there's also little tricks to make our life easier, you know, and like such as keeping colorful beach towels rolled up in a basket by the door, or flip-flops piled on the floor, you know, by the door.
Even if we don't use them, it makes us look like we're really fun and got a really cool life, right?
Somewhere in a resort.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, we're always so busy with our computers and high-tech toys that it's a really good time to provide old-school entertainment, you know, by playing board games or cards or working on a puzzle, reading, talking, go for a walk. Because, you know, those toys takes a lot of our time.
Right. Simple pleasures.
Simple pleasures that can feel refreshing, and it allows us to unplug, and even if it's just for a short moment.
I like that, because we certainly all have a cupboard full of board games that maybe we haven't pulled out for a long time. And, you know, for half an hour with your kids, especially young adults, is like, I know your daughter, as they get older, it's a good way to kind of have a moment, be able to talk to them without being too on their case.
Yes, we're very distracted with, and it's difficult to, I find it difficult to take a teenager out of their computer toys.
Yes.
So, yes, and Netflix, and it's summertime. And so those are all pleasant little ways that we would be more relaxed compared to the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. It's okay to let those things out, and also it's okay to prepare the kitchen to get ready for the summer. For instance, we can clear some space for the fresh farm stand produce, and we can create a herb container garden in really colorful small pots. It's a good time to declutter the cupboards and pantry. We can also pull out some of our summer tools, such as the ice cream maker, and put them in an easier-to-reach place.
So like our wardrobe, we're going to swap out certain appliances and things seasonally.
Yes, getting ready for summertime and making our life a little bit more casual. You know, we can also provide, for instance, because if you have children, they are not necessarily going to school or they work later on in the day. So a grab-and-go breakfast station would be also interesting, you know, keeping fresh fruits, cereals, and other essentials together on the counter.
Good idea.
We can also perk up the breakfast nook. It's really a great time for it. This sets the tone for the rest of the day. So it's a good occasion to buy new seat cushions for comfort, and also a few new accessories, all little things that makes big difference.
Bring a little bit of joy to your life, a new plate, a new something, and you can buy them so reasonable now at different places. Like, you don't have to buy the whole set.
No.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And another little trick is to simplify the table setting just by storing silverware in a caddy. So, yes, and it's
sort
also
a picnic-y style, and then you can take it outside, too.
Absolutely. Makes it easier to for those dinner alfrescos.
I love the sound of that. And enough of us don't do that, really, because we're so used to being inside. And even if it's a nice night, it's like, oh, it's just easier to do it here. But we have to sort of seize those moments with this nice weather.
Yes, we have to create the environment that makes us really happy to go out and do it. And it's right home. So
I bet you have some nice dinner parties and enjoy your space outside.
Well, yes, we do.
Oh, boy. I'd like to be at your house. What else do you have for us?
Well, about eating outdoors, you know, now because it's a longer light in the evenings and it's really pleasant weather, it makes for perfect conditions for dining al fresco. So al fresco is really a different experience because it is more relaxed, more spontaneous, and more colorful. It makes food tastier when you eat outside. The conversation tend to be livelier, and people are more relaxed around the table.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good idea to consider outdoor dining area as a destination spot. And, you know, it would be beneficial to look for a place to carve out that intimate dining area, because it doesn't necessarily have to be in the backyard. It can be on a balcony, it can be on a side yard, it can be under a large tree, it can be in the back corner of the yard, it can be just a table for two. It doesn't necessarily have to be for a group. And this area should be decorated as an extension of the home, so it allows for a perfect place to incorporate personal taste and style it with furniture and accessories of choice. So it's not so formal. Mm-hmm. It's really relaxed. It's also an opportunity to incorporate some art on the outdoor. What makes it cozy is when you also provide some lighting to create the ambiance. And also think that if you want to stretch the season, it's a good idea to provide a heat source. Either if you have the advantage of having a fire pit or a fire table, but otherwise you can have an outdoor heater. Yes.
And those have gotten much smaller, too, and much more efficient and much more reasonable.
Yes, much more convenient.
And they take off that little edge at night when it's a little bit chilly. So they're a good investment. And what do you think about buying set furniture? Should you look out your back patio, say, if it's in the backyard, and flow and kind of look like you're indoors when you open those doors? Should you buy like one of those, you know, tables and things that all match, or can you kind of go and try some different pieces?
I think that what makes a a pleasant environment is when you're a little bit more, is to try to avoid the showroom look. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there are always some people that are more interested in purchasing a set. But, you know, if you are, let's say, into garage sales or yard sales, you can find nice pieces there and be more eclectic.
I got two garages telling me that I am, so... Okay, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Charlene, and Jennifer Cairns will join us from eGurus. Back in two.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
It's the roofing season, and right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off a pallet of top-quality Timberline HD in-stock roofing shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. With superior protection and strength and a lifetime limited warranty, GAF delivers quality you can trust. 10% off GAF Timberline HD in-stock shingles, only at the Home Depot. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or homedepot.ca for details.
Bullen Books at Hillside Center, bringing you the best books from around the world. This year, celebrating 40 years as Victoria's community bookstore. This week at Bullen Books.
A modern-day shepherd living in the English Lake District shares his insights from a life raising sheep on his family's farm. Don't miss The Shepherd's Life by James Rebanks, one of the most thoughtful and intimate memoirs of the year.
Bullen Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bullen Book Line at 595-READ.
Hi, Dad. How are you feeling? We've been worried about you since your fall.
Much better now that I'm back home, dear. I got the alarm care system.
You mean the medical alarm?
If I have another accident, the system will detect my fall automatically, and someone from Alarm Force can speak to me live in the house.
Really?
They've got my medical history on file and can send help right away. They'll even call you and your brother so you know what's happening.
You know what, Dad? That does make me feel better.
Get peace of mind for the ones you love with Alarm Care by Alarm Force. Call 1-800-267-2001 or visit myalarmcare.com.
If you have fog on the inside of your thermal pane window, it means the seal is broken. Call First Response Glass. They'll replace it quickly and easily.
Stupid window, come on! Get off of it, come on!
Hassle-free, First Response Glass.
Get off!
Fixes it.
I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or my guests or have any story ideas or any feedback, contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Charlene Ionescu is in the studio from Aesthetic Concept Design Services, and we were talking about ways to get your place ready for summer. Charlene is going to talk later in the show about more ideas, the deck and patio, the guest room, and some Father's Day ideas, maybe some ways that maybe he can get the back deck looking like he wants it. But right now we're going to talk to Jennifer Cairns, who's from eGurus Technology Tutors. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well, very well, thank you. Hello, and hello to your listeners.
Well, nice. And I know lots of people listen to Alan Perry every day and have heard you lots on his show because you guys work together. And we take a slightly different spin when we have you on and talking about stuff like Father's Day gift ideas because, of course, that's coming up next week. And, you know, sometimes we don't know what to buy dads. Charlie and I were just talking about that, and especially gadgets because it's always changing and sometimes... your guy may be either really techie or maybe needs help and hire someone like you. So what kind of new things do you have in mind for Dad?
Well, there's kind of a little bit of a variety. For the tech dad, I think that, you know, may not necessarily have the smartphone or he's not as tech savvy. Every man loves a remote. And I noticed that one trend, and they're selling a lot of them, is the Logitech Harmony 5-device color remote. Ooh. And so I don't know how many of you out there get frustrated because you have three or four remotes sitting on your coffee table because you now have, you know, incorporated Apple TV or you've got the stereo. This beautiful little device can add 5 different remotes all into one.
Wow.
And I have to say it's very easy to use. that it's not really convoluted. It even has an LCD screen that allows you to run your finger up and down and actually press on what you're wanting.
I'm waiting for this, Jennifer. The clap. I'm waiting for everything like that. I don't think I'm smart enough to live in this day and age.
Well, I'm always, it's the remotes, I think, that really frustrate people.
They totally do because, we have some that are in a basket, you know, under the coffee table, and they seem to, like, turn things on even when we're not there. And it really gets complicated. If I was on my own, I wouldn't know what to start with.
And then the worst thing is you click on something and then nothing works.
Totally, yes. Charlene's nodding her head. So this is easy. And you say different colors, so that's, like, you know, aesthetically pleasing?
What I'm saying a color remote, I'm meaning more that the screen has a colored LCD screen. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a beautiful slick silver.
Okay, well that's good.
It will match with everything.
Nice.
And it's a great price. It's $79.99. They even have very sophisticated ones that can run up to $349, but that's up to 15 remotes. But I was thinking that the listeners out probably don't maybe have 15. This is a nice alternative, and it's a little bit easier price point.
And then how do you set those things up? Do you need someone like yourself, and is that something that you would do, come out to someone's house and help them with that?
We certainly. We come out and help. You know, what used to be just computers, now we're finding there's a lot more smart TVs that people need help with. So we do come to the home, help you get it all set up, and then teach you how to use it. But it does come with a manual and does kind of talk you through the steps. So it's really dependent on the level of the user to begin with, whether they're able to figure it out or not. So it's really dependent, but we certainly can come and help you.
You know, I think that's probably a good idea. You know, you say manual. Some people, I know my sister-in-law Jill, she's great at reading instructions. Some of us, not so much, right? We don't even look at them and figure. Maybe in the beginning, it's good just to get someone like yourself out, just so you know how to work it properly and everybody can hear it at the same time.
Well, and if you think about it, I'm a huge proponent of that because we spend all this money on technology, but if you don't have it set up properly, it's forever just not a good experience. I think if you want to get the most out of it, take the time, set it up properly, and then it's smooth sailing after.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And so where would you buy these? Are they widely available?
They are widely available at any electronics store. I know that in dealing with London Drugs, they sell them there in their AVS department. But most places where they're selling TVs, they will have it.
That's a great idea. What else do you have for us?
Well, for the golfer out there, I have the Pin Caddy 2, which is a phenomenal device that allows you on each of the poles, and this kind of ties in with this golf tournament that's on at Uplands. On the pins, on the greens, they have little holes on the pin that allows for people to use these. They look like little mini binoculars, and they will pinpoint onto the pin, and they'll calculate exactly where you are and how far away you are.
Ooh.
And so this is a newer technology one. It's a little bit more pricey, though. It's $249. But what it does is it has this laser technology that's able to even get past and not having interference with trees and bushes, and that's just through their new laser technology that they've come up with. But it's nice and easy to use. So you don't have to be completely technology inclined. You don't have to have a smartphone or anything. So it's very nice for the golfer that doesn't want to, you know, have to be connected, and they just want to have this neat little device.
And also, if they have lots of golf gifts already, this would be something that
this
would be
something
totally
different.
New, and you could show off
to
your friends.
Yeah. And it will take shave off strokes from your game, or so they say. I'm not guaranteeing that, but they say that it will.
Cool.
So that was a really good one. For the fishermen out there, there's a very cool now wireless sonar fish finder. This is a really unique product because it can be used on whether you're in a kayak in a lake fishing or whether you're out on the Wandafuga Strait halibut fishing or, you know, doing salmon fishing. So this is a really neat device where it's this little ball that sits and you put it on a fishing line, and you cast it out over top of the water, and it has a sonar that it then will go exactly where you have put the ball, it will go then down and find out and act like a typical fish finder.
Wow. And don't tell your friends. They'll think you're really good.
Exactly. They're like, what are you doing?
I'm just good. Yeah.
So that can be found on the website if you want to read more about it. It's bydeeper.com, and it's called the Deeper Fish Finder. And that's something that we found out actually when we were in CES, but I've heard great responses from people and my fisher friends, and they think it's a really neat product.
These are great ideas. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unique.
And then for the absent-minded father... there's this really neat device. It does work with a smartphone. So this is a little bit more for the dad who does have a smartphone but tends to lose things. What you do is you have an app that's on your phone, and you're given these little, you know when you sign up and they give you a little key fob, like a small little thing that you can put on your keychain? Well, you get, they're called tiles, and what you do is you can attach a tile, say, to your keys, you can put one in your wallet, you can put one on a bag, anything that you're constantly or not wanting to lose. You can even put one in your car so you remember where you park. And what it does is it provides a way for you to track your keys. So although the app doesn't have GPS, your phone does. So it works very similar for the listeners out there that have that Find My iPhone set up. This is sort of the same thing, except you're able to put these little key fobs in other areas so that you can find them.
That is brilliant.
I know, because I know that I am absent-minded, and I'll park my car and kind of go,
Well, we get too busy thinking about other stuff, and then we forget to concentrate on things. So what kind of price is that?
That's $70. It includes four trackers, but you then can add more. It's Android and iOS friendly, so you don't have to be an Apple user. You can be an Android user as well. It uses Bluetooth. And that's how it's able to find it. And if you're not quite sure what the app does on your phone, is it will take the last place known. So if you're out of the range of where the key fob was, you can then go back and follow in it. It'll play a little tune from the key fob. So as you get closer, you'll be able to find it.
Can you put it on your husband or your kids?
You certainly can. They may not like it, but...
I kid. Now, we have a little bit of time here left. Do you want to come back after the break? Do you have more, or are you...
Sure, sure.
Okay, if you want to hang on for the news, back with Jennifer, okay. And then we'll be also talking to Angela Thurston back after the news.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
When Dad got older, we wanted to make sure he was well taken care of. He just wanted to socialize.
Oh yeah, oh yeah!
We wanted 24-hour nursing staff, and we liked the fully equipped private rooms. He liked the on-site award-winning chef.
Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
We wanted to visit him, and he wanted a place to call home.
Hi, Grandpa.
We all found what we wanted with Sydney All Care Residence.
Sydney All Care Residence, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care with no wait list. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. The search has ended in Beacon Hill Park for a man who may be suicidal, with police saying he's not in that area anymore. Last night, around 9 o'clock, a man was at the market on Yates and mentioned to staff he was thinking about taking his own life. He then got in a cab, and police tracked that cab to Beacon Hill Park. Vic PD say they have identified him, and they are now trying to get in touch with him. Well, one of the signs of summer in Victoria will start showing up on Monday. Crews will start putting up those 1,350, give or take, hanging baskets on lampposts around downtown. The baskets will be featuring flowers grown at the Beacon Hill Park Nursery. The city says these baskets are world-renowned and were introduced in 1937 to celebrate Victoria's 75th year of incorporation. Another person in Sooke has been arrested after a three-month targeted drug trafficking investigation. Here's CFAX's Lauren Gilmore.
Four Sooke homes have been searched in the past week, including one in close proximity to Sooke Elementary School. Investigators have seized various drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and meth, along with cash and a Cadillac Escalade. Sooke RCMP say Jason Morrison of Sooke was arrested yesterday in connection with their investigation. That's on top of four other arrests. Lauren Gilmore, CFAX 1070 News.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper is keeping his distance from the latest revelations in the ongoing Senate expense scandal. Harper was asked about the issue during a brief visit to Ukraine today. He wouldn't say much more than the Senate is an independent body that's dealing with the problem itself. An audit of expenses to be made public next week calls for transformational change to fix systemic problems in the upper chamber. And two Mounties in Nova Scotia saved the life of a baby deer after they struck its mother with their police cruiser. They were on patrol early this morning when they struck and killed a deer in a rural area near Halifax. And when they got out to check on the doe, they realized it had been pregnant and was about to give birth. The two then helped deliver the fawn and took it to an animal rehabilitation center. CFAX weather is coming up.
You want to eat right and lose weight? But what about the food cravings we all get? It's tough. That's why there's PGX SatisFast protein drinks and bars. They reduce food cravings and support healthy weight loss. They're also delicious, gluten-free, and made with non-GMO ingredients. PGX SatisFast vegan protein and whey protein and organic vegan protein bars. Available in chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and more. So shake it up and get them at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney.
CFAX weather, sunny and breezy by the water today, a high of 24 degrees. Clear tonight, a bit windy by the water still, a low down to 13. Sunny and breezy tomorrow by the water yet again with a high of 24. Perfect weekend for the Oak Bay Tea Party. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 22 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman, your next news. 2 o'clock, breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
With Al Farabee.
A glorious weekend for baseball. We caught up with James Swanson of the Victoria Harbor Cats on Friday's show.
It's great to be back. It's great to have baseball. This is the first Victoria baseball team that will have started a third season and played a third season here in Victoria since the 1950s, and everybody just seems to be excited about this.
On the next show, we're giving away tickets to the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest, plus local news updated every 15 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a great day and enjoying the show. Charlene Inescu is here from Aesthetic Concepts Design Services. She's going to be talking later about deck and patio ideas. Also joining us is Angela Thurston. She's talking about empowering women to thrive. And we're going to finish up here with Jennifer Cairns, who was on the last segment talking about technology ideas for Father's Day. And she's from eGurus Technology Tutors. And maybe she'll also give us an idea, maybe it's something we want to take for holidays this summer, something to pack along, maybe a few ideas. How are you again, Jennifer?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. Anything to finish off with Father's Day?
Well, I know your husband's a big griller, and most of the time it's the men that like to take control of the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And there is, although we've talked before about the grill bot that automatically, it's a little robot that you sit on your grill and it cleans it for you.
Oh, my.
There's also a great little tech device called the Talking Digital Grill Thermometer. So it works very similar, you know, when you can plug in a thermometer and it'll tell you the meat or chicken and what the temperature's at. Well, this not only does that, but it has a handset that you can walk 350 feet from where you're cooking, so he's able to grab a beer and be able to come back and make sure that he's not burning anything.
You do know him. And, you know, sometimes you get carried away maybe watering the flowers or doing something else, and you kind of forget about the grill.
I am terrible for that.
Yeah.
I get started on one thing and then I'm off doing another thing. So.
Wow. And how much would that be?
That is $59.95.
Wow. Great prices.
Yeah. It's done by Grill Master.
That is excellent. Now, what about summertime also? We've got holidays. We may be traveling somewhere or just even in the backyard. Any cool things that are summer related for either a gift or just for ourselves?
Well, I think that one of the biggest trends right now is being able to carry your music with you. Mm-hmm. So whether you have, you know, the Bluetooth speakers, little speakers, they have phenomenal lanterns now where, and you can get them at Costco. That's one place that you can go and take a peek. They not only work as a lantern out on your patio, but you can take them camping. And they not only provide light, but they also provide music. So you can really recreate your outdoor environment that you're not having to spend oodles of money and having rewiring and having, you know, speakers put outside. This is where you bring the lights out and it's more of a portable solution.
Just invite you to go camping or on holidays with us because you've got everything. You're perfect.
We could have fun.
No kidding. And do you use all these gadgets yourself or do you have lots of gadgets?
I'm a gadget girl. I used to really, back in the day with modeling, I used to love buying shoes. Don't get me wrong. I do love my shoes. But now I've started to buy a lot more tech gear and gadgets. So I'm always looking for something new to try out. I'm very lucky in the sense that the job I'm in, I do have to try all of these gadgets out. So I have an excuse, I can say that. But, you know, there are a gazillion gadgets out there. It's just trying to figure out which one, you know, fits your particular need and is it going to be useful. My big thing is there are a lot out there, but just because it's plausible doesn't mean that it's practical.
Well, you've given us great ideas today. How do people get a hold of you, Jennifer, if they want to know more about eGurus?
We have a website, egurus.ca, egurus.ca, and our local Victoria number is 250-590-2622.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Or you can always contact me, lifestylepattymack.com. Nice talking to you, Jennifer. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we're going to switch gears here. We're talking to Angela Thurston about empowering women to thrive. And I met Angela through eWomen, which we've had some great people on the show through that. How are you, Angela?
I'm really well. Thank you, Patty.
And I was saying how elegant you are, and you carry yourself so beautifully. And I know meditation has a lot to do with kind of being centered. Tell us about kind of your journey, because I saw your TED Talk, and people can certainly look that up. They want to know more about you. But talking about sexuality, women, midlife, and I was saying, Charlene, whenever she's on the show, we have segments about sexuality, and it's something that maybe we don't talk about enough, but we all go through these things, and sometimes people either brag or they say nothing, and there's no in between.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Very true. Well, what got me onto this road or journey was the lack of sexuality that I was experiencing after having children in my marriage. And realizing the importance of sex. You know, I remember lying in bed one night and having my husband wanting to be intimate with me and me totally shutting down and then asking myself the question, why am I choosing not to receive pleasure? Mm-hmm. And then it switched my whole inquiry into how do I engage and awaken what has been lying dormant for so long.
Do you think some of that is almost like exercise, that you, if you don't do it, you lose it, or whatever?
If you don't use it, you lose it?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That sometimes you get out of practice, and then it becomes a thing.
Yes, it's true.
Know, it's like, hey.
Yeah, and I also think that as we age, as women and mature, that we come to a different point in our lives when we don't want to go through the act of sex, but we want to merge the sexual and the spiritual together. And that's what I really discovered. It isn't about going through the motions to get off, but is how do you use that life force energy to regenerate and nourish your whole being?
And you talk a lot about the core and breathing and meditation. And in your TED Talk, people you can describe. And it's really finding the inside of you. And it's not your head, because your head talks too much, right?
That's right.
So you got to stop listening to that.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about our emotions and about our intuitions, but you're right when you said we don't talk a lot about our sexuality. We either brag or we're quiet.
Yeah.
But there's something about being in this beautiful female body, and the very energetic and physical center of our body is in our wombs.
Right.
And even if we don't have our physical organs any longer, there still is an energetic potency that resides there. So if we can focus and build, I always, you know, it's like having a light at that very center. To me, and people might disagree, that's to me where spirit meets matter. And that's where our brilliance and our radiance shines from and out of us in all directions. So if we can approach sex and our sexuality from that place, that it's not just about getting it on in the bedroom, but it's about tapping into that brilliance within us so that when we engage in life in any conversation, it's going to be more dynamic because we're women. And through the phases of becoming more successful in our businesses and in working, a lot of us have taken on masculine traits in order to survive. So we become pretend men, not tapping into what our gifts are, because our gifts aren't the same as a man's gifts. And our sensuality is so important in every aspect of our lives.
Well, I think you lead with it when you walk in the room because you have an aura about you. So we're going to be back in 2 minutes with Angela.
I will take no sides, take no bribes. The warrant is all.
From the producers of Orphan Black.
Let the party begin.
In a troubled galaxy.
War is what they call it when the big dogs win. I want a revolution.
Killjoys can't take sides.
They take out the trash. Tonight.
Oh, here goes nothing.
The hunt is on.
Level 4 warrants are live or dead, right?
Yep.
Dead it is.
Killjoys. All new series. Tonight at 9. Only on Space.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Get jazzy with CFAX on June 19th to June 28th. Victoria Jazz Society presents 10 hot days and nights of the coolest music in town. Performers include Naturally 7, Pink Martini, Tower of Power, and many more. And if you like to dance and support Canadian musicians, the ALS Cycle of Hope concert is for you. Enjoy special guests, raffle tickets, and more on June 17th. All proceeds go to the Victoria Hospital Foundation. Oodles of Noodles has finally come. Your ticket includes a pasta dinner and a night of dancing. There will be a silent auction and a chance to purchase raffle tickets to win a trip for two to anywhere that Air Canada flies. How awesome is that? That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Gentlemen, listen up. Don't neglect your prostate. An unhealthy prostate can affect erectile function and urinary flow. Take care of your prostate with Natural Factors Ultimate Prostate Support, available at the Vitamin Shoppe. And remember to see your doctor for regular checkups.
Ask for your $2.50 coupon when you purchase Ultimate Prostate Support at the Vitamin Shoppe, 1212 Broad Street and CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Come here, baby.
Aerosmith, live in Victoria. Thursday, July 16th. At the Save-On Foods Memorial Center. With special guest, Living Color. Aerosmith, July 16th.
Get your tickets at selectyourtickets.com. Use promo code SWEETEMOTION, that's all one word. And between June 1st and 12th, tickets are just $149.50 plus charges.
We are back, Patty Mack with you on Lifestyle, and we're talking to Angela Thurston about empowering women to thrive. And Angela, we're talking in the break, and you just had some great, as you say, light bulb moments. You're talking about a light bulb, and when we go in a room that really, we don't have to try so hard, we can radiate from within. And meditation and thinking of that core can help us find that about ourselves?
Definitely, because you begin to connect with a part of yourselves that we're really not taught. It's not a language that's common in the majority of households. And the more that you bring attention and awareness to your femininity, to your the actual organs that make you physically a female, it amps up the wattage of the bulb, so to speak. So if we imagine we have this light globe around us that is about an arm's length away on each side, so above, below, all the sides, and it has a definite edge to it. Because when it doesn't have an edge, we leak energy. So it'd be about the people that talk about sex all the time, or who, you know, that energy leaks all over the place, and there's no way to harness it for manifestation, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So if you connect and continue to build this relationship within yourself and deepen this connection to your spiritual essence, the light just magnifies. So it's like I said to you on the break, when you turn on a light, when you walk into a room, it has that glass enclosure, which I would liken to the edge of our light globe. And the more that you bring attention, the stronger that becomes. So then you're filling it up. You're filling up that light globe around you from the very center of your being, which is in your womb space. And it fills up to all the edges, and then it glows. So you don't have to effort. So all of a sudden, when you're walking in a room, people want to talk to you. She looks interesting. Or you're in a sales meeting, and you're coming across way differently because you're not having to push, because you're not in those insecure places in your brain. So it really does allow a woman to gain clarity, confidence.
And get out of her brain.
Get out of her brain. And the one gift, like, we have so many wounds and traumas mm-hmm. within our pelvis. Not just, it could be fertility, it could be sexual. And one of the big
events
area,
in our lives that events, have happened.
That's right. And also our relationship with our mothers, because we come from the womb. And it affects our relationships with other women. Because if we are so connected to ourselves, and in this abundance and this radiance, it lessens our need to compete. And it heals those wounds that have occurred within women for hundreds and hundreds of years.
So in the time we have here, because I'm sure people are just like glued going, well, how can I get that? They want to know, okay, how much better is your life? Do you still face issues? And how do we get there?
Okay, yes, I still face issues because I'm on this journey of being a human being.
Right.
And, but it gives me more tools to navigate with. Mm-hmm. A great way for them to start is to go to my website, AngelaThurston.com, and I give a free meditation. It's a womb space meditation, which is a 15 guided meditation that assists in building this relationship with yourself. And what was the third question?
How we get there and how your life has changed. Like, can you change those old behaviors?
Of course you can. I went from a marriage that we weren't engaging in lovemaking anymore to one that is way more prolific in lovemaking. And it's very different lovemaking than it was in the maiden years, you know, pre-children.
Yes. That's true. And I think you said in your TED Talk that, you know, you saw a friend who was complaining about, you know, her husband and sex and everything. You thought, oh, that'll never be me. Because I think, you know, things change and evolve, right?
Yeah.
And I think the good part about midlife is if you're open to meditation, different things in life to try, you can put more things in your arsenal. And this sounds like something that can really boost you in our days of busyness and thinking about other people to think about ourselves.
That's right. You can't give from an empty cup.
No, and you certainly exude it. So midlife, why do things sometimes hit at that stage in life?
Well, I think a lot of things that we haven't dealt with in our childhood, when we're going through this transitional phase into the crone years, we begin to really analyze and look at and think, okay, what do I really need to let go of now so that I can live more joyously?
And you really can, right? There's great stuff about aging.
Yes.
You know, I think my parents would say, oh, I wouldn't want to go back to that age. And I understand that now, because once you gain kind of perspective, you've been through some things, you understand that it's a great journey and you can make it even better. You don't just have to, be a duck with your feet underneath treading all the time. You can actually, you know, walk on the land and do it slower.
That's right. And still remain wet while you're on the land.
Hello. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk more to Angela and more with Charlene back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sandyston, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Hi, Hi, I'm Allison.
A TELUS financial expert you can count on. So what's the bottom line on this limited time offer?
Right now, get Optik TV and internet for only $30 per month, which adds up to one great offer.
Well, you are the numbers girl.
It's just simple math.
Optik TV and internet for only $30 a month for a full year. When you sign up for 3 years, call 310-MY-TV for details. Conditions apply.
Ford really helped make things easy when I shop for my new car. For starters, there's the 0% APR lease or purchase financing on the 2015 Fusion, Focus, and the new Edge. Plus, there are standard features like air conditioning, hands-free sync, and rear-view camera. And to top it all off, you can now recycle your eligible 2008 or older vehicle for up to an additional $2,500 with Recycle Your Ride. Easy, right?
With offers like these from Canada's best-selling automotive company for the last 5 years, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit Ford.ca for details.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street, across from Lumber World.
FIFA Women's World Cup Canada 2015 is coming.
And we have every Team Canada game live.
Listen all month long on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I love Saturday. I learned so much stuff. Watch out, Hudson. Charlene Inescu is here from Aesthetic Concepts Design Services, and also Angela Thurston, talking about taking back your power and desire, empowering women to thrive. So in the time we have left, give people an idea. They're starting here today. They want to get in touch, get out of their heads, get into their bodies, get into their femininity, get into their sexuality. What is a meditation or thing they can do?
Okay, well, I can give a little blip of what the longer version is. And so the first thing I would suggest is closing your eyes and just taking a moment to connect with your breath. So just not altering the breath in any way, just feeling the natural rhythm, how that breath flows in and out of your body. And then bringing your awareness down your body and locating the place that's 3 inches below your belly button and dropping back and into the very center of your body. And this is your womb space. Just directing your breath into the space for a moment. Just feeling its way. And if there's any snags or thoughts, just shining light and love into this place, 3 inches below your belly button, the very center of your body. And then just opening your eyes or fluttering them open slowly and just staying connected to this place when you're engaging.
So when you're thinking too much, you can go and get centered by breathing and getting into this space instead of your head.
Yes.
So that will calm you down?
It will. And the more you do it, the more it becomes second nature. And the journey never ends. It just becomes more and more potent the more and more you do it.
Great ideas, great ideas. Now, people want to know more about you. You're also writing a book, and it deals a lot with this. Tell people once again how they get your newsletter and know more about you.
Okay, they can go to my website, www.angelathurston.com. And if they sign up for my newsletter, which I send out a Soulful Sensual Sundays, which is a beautiful picture of flowers, usually of an erotic nature, and some little blurb of something that I've written that is relative to me, that is speaks the language of nature, because I think nature is sex.
I don't have to ask what your husband's getting for Father's Day. put him. Charlene, we were talking about Father's Day, and I'm sure you've learned lots too. I know you're from Quebec City, so you know, you every time you're on, we have a talk about sexuality, it seems, but you're like, this should be the norm.
Yes, I think it should be the norm. We've advanced as women, and we want power, but this remained the kind of a almost taboo subject,
yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
And I think that as we get older, every time we have a honest discussion with friends about sex, we all excited to share what we're going through. So, yes, I'm I find it very difficult to talk about staging your deck, patio, or porch after that.
Well, just remember, half your friends are lying to you, right? So, well, let's talk about that because it's Father's Day, and, you know, that's a space they love to be next to the bedroom, is backyard, barbecuing, yes. Enjoying, you know, the flowers, the nature, right? And having a glass of wine in the back patio.
Yes, actually, talking about a glass of wine, it's actually a good idea to set up a summery bar, you know, with a pretty tray, a few glasses, pile of limes. A good idea for Father's Day would be to offer, you know, we think about fathers or the man in the house in his favorite chair, but an outdoor hammock or a swinging chair could become another space where they'll feel a great idea to relax and take a break as they barbecue or not.
And maybe to meditate much like we do, right? To have some time.
Do they have to meditate that deep?
Not
that
too
would
deep.
Be a topic in itself. But it's a nice area to regroup and kick back together. So it's fun when you make it a ritual of sharing stories and even carrying snacks and beverages. It's also nice to create a relaxing mood throughout the day, and at nighttime it can be emphasis with lighting, and we can even have small projection of movie screening outdoor in the backyard.
That's a great idea.
Because today you need a laptop and a projector, and you're in.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, and that can also take advantage of exhibiting his collections outdoor, you know, depending of what it is, or hang a flag. I mean, Canada Day is coming.
We always have different flags. Yeah, that's a great idea. And what about artwork? You're talking about that outdoor artwork. I guess there's a variety of things.
Or collections. Yes, there's a point where there's, you know, you drive by and you see maybe some people have collecting too many of the same items. But, you know, there's an opportunity there to have a collection for that. You know, they have a lot of tools. I know in my backyard right now is a big Kubota looking at us. But, you know, Dad likes his Kubota, so whatever it takes. It's about, again, it's about gathering and relaxing and taking advantage of Dad. You know?
That sounds great. Lots of good ideas. And I think whatever you do, take time to enjoy each other on Father's Day. You know, I always like a hand-done card for Mother's Day. And I make sure our kids, you know, you got to remind them. Make sure you do something for Dad. It doesn't have to be a gift. Just the gift of time sometimes, right, Angela? Isn't
that the most exactly.
To be together. Because life is not about all these huge moments. It's about all these small ones that we string together. And I've had some great moments with TJ, and it's his last show. I feel like I'm going to cry. We've had many years together, and he is going to be doing Monday to Friday. And I wish you all the best. TJ has been nothing but a professional here. And a big part of the show. So, TJ, all the best to you as you take off on your Monday to Friday and get to have some free time with your girlfriend on the weekends. Great having you on the show, Charlene and Angela, and of course, Jennifer earlier on. Whatever you do today, get out there, enjoy this weather, and enjoy each other.